We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN.
The show's almost over. It is. A good evening to you. And how you being at 6:33 and 35 seconds on a football, MMA, boxing, wrestling, everything Friday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337. 6666. That'll be the number for a 3.5 hour everything schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris taking over at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Here behind the grim walls and bristling battlements live the men of our story.
Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds, the catch, sprints out of bounds.
For those who know, it is one big human bomb ready to explode.
And a fight at the 9-yard line, flags are thrown.
Here are the conflicts and hates, the desires and dreams of men who chose to live by brute force.
The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch.
Ruthless ruler of the mob inside.
And Pittsburgh retaliating.
Like the book says, we always get what's coming to us.
Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying.
A rat in uniform.
The Steelers are running from the sideline to join in.
A lot of people are going to be awful sorry they shoved me around.
And this one is going to end in ugly fashion.
Well, it's really ugly, and I have no idea what Myles Garrett is thinking.
Well, I ain't going to take it no more, see? I was a big shot once, and I can be one again.
When they're on the ground, something is done or said, and Garrett loses it, rips the helmet off of Mason Rudolph.
The big shot, taking it from cheap punks. Double-crossed by chiseling mouthpieces.
Situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with that last play and what happened.
Broadcast as a public service to help combat the present crime wave.
So it was Myles Garrett who took the helmet off of Mason Rudolph and slammed him on the top of the head with 8 seconds to go in the game. A wild scene.
And so what is all the fuss about? What? Boys will be boys. Come on. Oh, was last night good for business? You know it. We know it. The NFL knows it. Confucius says, Myles Garrett totally failed to respect the difference between consensual violence and non-consensual brain damage. Welcome to CSI NFL on a football, MMA, boxing, and wrestling Friday. Not only was all of what happened last night, how you say, uncalled for, but so was the final 5 seconds of the game, which should have been suspended along with Garrett and Pouncey. After the incident of 2019, the Steelers turned the ball over to the Browns with 5 seconds to go in the game, a game over, really, at 21-7 Browns. So after the incident, after the change of possession, you have half the ballpark on the field. What players are still standing are headed to the locker room and now having to clear the field and find 22 guys so a knee could be taken to close the game that was really over as soon as the Browns made it 21-7. Nobody, not a single person from the NFL, would ever dare admit. But the incident last night might make them breathe today a sigh of relief. And that's because Everybody today, every single NFL fan is talking about what happened last night, CSI Cleveland, with not a single soul, not a single NFL fan talking today about Kaepernick tomorrow. Kaepernick, a couple of days ago, when he found out they were having this affair for him, this public relation event for him tomorrow in Atlanta, a couple of days ago, Kaepernick was either being skeptical or sarcastic when he said, "Can't wait to see the head coaches and general managers." LOL. There will be no head coaches, no GMs, and no offensive coordinators attending, but there will be somebody from what we understand recently, from just a little while ago, maybe reps from 24 teams, including Arizona, Atlanta, Cleveland, Denver, Detroit, Miami, New England, Tampa Bay, Washington, and the New York Football Giants and the New York Jets. Now, if you think Gaze or Douglas or Shermer or Gettleman is showing up, think once and you won't have to think again. You know who might be showing up from these teams? Sylvia from payroll. The NFL determined to show us all, see, hey, look at us, no collusion, come on, no collusion at all. All 32 teams have been invited. You know who knows this is all a charade, a publicity stunt, and no doubt part of the collusion settlement? The NFL and Kaepernick. So last night at MSG, Madison Square Garden in New York City, a very tall, a very long Russian was booed heavily from beginning to end, leaving everybody at the Garden, I mean, really no energy and no time to boo those they really should have been booing, Mr. Paranoid in the front row, and General Mills and Commodore Perry, if they even have the nerve, God forbid, to sit among the crowd. You will always have the right to boo. It's part of the fun of going to a game. And if no player or team has a problem with you cheering with what you pay for a ticket already, if they have no problem with you cheering, then they should have no issue with you with the booing. And Porzingis had the smile on the face when he was introduced, the whole thing, and expected it. And it was part of the fun of going to the Garden, not to mention, if you can believe, not fake news here, the Knickerbockers winning with Morris with the big three with 13 seconds to go. But you have to wonder this. You have to really wonder if any of those booing Porzingis during the national anthem are those who might have been booing those for taking a knee on a Sunday during the Star Spangled Banner. Can't have it both ways, unless you can. CSI Houston. The investigation continues. We go from whistling to whistleblower to bang the garbage can slowly. And, of course, Major League Baseball is banging the drums, making a lot of noise over signs and stealing them. We know from Carlos. We know from the new manager of the New York Metropolitans. We know from Carlos Beltran that he's only stolen bases, not signs, and has told us he wasn't aware of any camera. Not many of us are taking Carlos at his word because we know he is not in any way camera shy.
Specifically, I'm not going to get into exactly what I knew or anybody knew at this point.
First pitch. Correa lines it deep to right field. Pitch on the way. And Springer hits it well and hits it deep to left center field.
Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs?
Just think at this point, we are, you know, we're going to investigate it and figure out what the facts are, and then we'll respond after that.
Signs said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight.
First pitch. Jose Altuve with his 12th career postseason homer.
Sign, everywhere a sign.
Here's the 0-1. A three-run home run for Carlos Correa.
Sign said you got to have a membership card to get inside.
Now the pitch. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer.
So I just want to create an environment in the clubhouse with the players that they feel happy to show up to the ballpark every single day.
Anything that happened for another organization with Houston Major League Baseball. I have no idea if anything did or did not, but you know, at this point, I don't see any reason why this is a Mets situation.
And you know, it's all making me think maybe Brett Gardner with the bat with the roof of the dugout. Maybe. Maybe he was trying to communicate what might have been coming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.